Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Welcome back. Moolala Money Made Simple is brought to you in part by Credit Canada. I am the CEO of the organization, and we are Canada's longest standing nonprofit credit counseling agency. Our mission is to help people get out of debt so they can get back into life. Listen, debt is a brutal reality for millions of Canadians. It starts to pile on for lots and lots of different reasons: job loss, divorce, illness, bad luck, you name it. Our accredited credit counselors are available to help you understand your current financial situation and take you through all your options on how to move forward. And there really are options out there. So go to creditcanada.com. We are nonprofit. As I said, the counseling is free and judgment free. Financial education is important. It is so important for our kids in particular. And in today's nearly cashless society, there's an added complexity because everybody's tap, tap, tapping. No one's counting coins. Almost no one is counting coins. Robin Tobe is a chartered professional accountant. She is the author of The Wisest Investment, which, if you don't have it, is a book for kids and financial literacy, and you should have it. And she joins us to talk about some of the most popular family finance apps in Canada. Hello, Robin.
Hey, Bruce.
So I am self-interested in this question. As you know, I have a young person in my house. They are 13. We are amazing on all things allowance, but we're starting to age out of the jars. So we still do the jars. They still take the cash. But when they go for Thursday lunch, there will be a time soon in which a debit card makes sense. The bank doesn't really have anything. So we're going to talk about some specific apps that are really customized. But in the absence of going that route, what should we expect from the banks where our kids' accounts are held?
Right. Well, most of the big banks in Canada do have a youth account, which is an account designed for young people. It doesn't really pay them much in the way of interest, but they're also very low in fees, or they have no fees. Right. And usually it comes with a physical debit card. And that debit card will allow them to withdraw and deposit cash at the ATM. It will let them make in-store purchases and basically be a little more independent when they're out and about, as they tend to be at that preteen stage, like you said, 13.
Can I, as the parent, transfer money? Can I see what they're spending that on, in particular vapes? No vaping at our house yet, but you know, I want to be aware.
So usually, because, you know, a 13-year-old is below the age of majority, which is 18 or 19 in most provinces and territories, a parent or legal guardian has to go with them to open this account. And so they're usually, as a parent, you're still somewhat involved with it. So yes, it is like a functioning bank account. So you can deposit as a parent, you can transfer funds to this account. And I find some banks let you set up a personal payee, so you can do it that way. You could probably do it through Interac as well. And as I said, it's like, just like your debit card, they can go to the store, they can tap, they can buy things. And they can also go to the machine and withdraw cash if they're using it.
So there are some apps out there that are really customized to kids. The first one for us to talk about is Mido. Tell us about the features here.
Okay, so Mido is from RBC, and I'm just making sure, I just want to get it all right. So this, I mean, let's just talk about what these apps and cards do and are. So instead of it being a youth account with a physical debit card, think of it as a kind of like a gift card. So they call it a prepaid virtual Visa debit card. Okay. And I know that sounds really confusing, but think of it like a gift card. So it has to be loaded by someone, usually the parent. And unlike your debit card, where the money comes out of your account right away, this just, every time you use it, you draw the balance down until there's nothing left. And once it's, you know, once it's down to zero, it stops working. So you can't go into overdraw like you could on a regular bank account.
Right.
So think of it like a gift card. So my understanding is that you cannot deposit checks or cash into the account. You can't use the ATM. You can't withdraw cash. It's just like a gift card. Okay. So, but what's cool about it is that it has some additional features. Like the parents can monitor their children's spending. They can react to their spending with emojis. So like a sad face or mad face for vaping or whatever. And like, you know, maybe a happy face.
It'd be more than a sad face. I'll tell you that right now.
It'd be the steaming mad face. You can assign chores. You can monitor, you know, whether chores are being done. You can pay their allowance all through the app. And there is a 30-day free trial, but then there is an ongoing monthly fee associated with using the app. And I think it's lower for RBC customers, but and higher for non-RBC customers, but it could be used if you don't have an account with RBC.
So Robin, one of the other apps that's kind of purpose built for this is called Wallow. Right. Wallow? What is it? I'm wallowing.
It's called Wallow. Like Wallow. I think of it like wallet.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like wallowing in the fact that I don't have enough money, but I didn't brand it.
It's W-A-L-O. And it's, so it's similar in the sense that it's like a gift card. It's a prepaid virtual Visa debit card. And that means you can also spend online. With these prepaid virtual debit cards, you can use it almost like a credit card. So it does include like in-app purchases or online purchases, whereas normally a debit card cannot be used that way. But again, it has to be loaded. Parents can monitor spending and they can assign allowance and chores. And then there's an educational component that's gamified. Mido also has an educational component to help teach kids about money, but, and so does Wallow. The Wallow one is a little more gamified, I believe. So there's quizzes and kids can earn like badges and that kind of thing. So while they're in the app spending and checking things, they can also learn about proper money management.
What about iAllowance? What's that one?
So that one is only available for Apple devices and they have a free version, which tells me that there's not as much functionality. It's not going to be as robust as the fintech apps we just talked about, like Mido and Wallow. But it does let you create and track chores and set reminders and automate the allowance. And there is like a version that you pay for that is, I think it's just a one-time cost of $4.
Okay. And Treasure.
And Treasure is for teenagers specifically. Like the other apps we talked about were kind of all ages, maybe starting at around 4 or 5. This one is for teens. Again, there's a free version or a version that costs about $4 a month. And this one is similar to the ones we discussed, an app and a prepaid card. And it features things like chore management, tracking spending, setting goals, and allowance. So I think you just need to kind of compare all these different apps and see which one best suits how you plan to use it and if you want to pay for it or not.
It's interesting because as we go through these, I think, as meh as I am about my bank's approach to their youth account, it kind of feels like that's the way for me to go, to wrap around the education, which I do at dinner and breakfast and lunch and bedtime, with some other monitoring things that I think are important as they learn to use money as a tool.
Yeah, I mean, that's more the do-it-yourself model where you're cobbling it together. And as an expert yourself, I'm sure that that will work for you and your family. You know, it may be easier for some parents who aren't as comfortable talking about money to have some of this education built in like it is in Mido and Wallow. But as we pointed out, there are some other differences in how these accounts actually work. And I think that the youth accounts are more akin to a regular bank account. And yes, you could still sit down with your child, log in either on their phone or online and look at the transactions and go over everything with them and see where they've been spending money. And they, if they're spending too much, you can just discuss, you know, needs and wants and all that. But I think what's interesting to know too, is that with these debit account, these debit cards, you can still set daily spending limits. You can still choose how the card can be used. Like you can say that it cannot be used at an ATM, or you can limit withdrawals at the ATM or at certain stores. Like you can limit the spending at specific stores. You can also lock the card online or via the app if it gets lost or misplaced. So there's still ways to really keep on top of your child if they just have like a good old physical debit card and a youth account.
Yeah. And I'm realizing that I think we'd need to separate into two accounts because we have an investing structure in our family where Asher receives compounding, and I wouldn't want them to have access to that money because they'd be susceptible to spending it.
Well, that's a whole other lesson, right? Which is the importance of paying yourself first and saving and segregating it. So you're right. Having some kind of account where they're saving for longer term goals is still really important. And I think Mido has a savings and a goals component to it, which they've just added. So people may want to check that out. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to take in with this stuff and a lot of confusing terminology, even for us.
And a lot of change and innovation. Robin, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate
it. Okay, Bruce, thank you.
Robin Taube, chartered professional accountant, the author of the book called The Wisest Investment. And we were talking about some of the apps and even the non-app ways we can help our kids live in this cashless society that we find ourselves in.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.